Listener supported public radio from Kirkwood Community College. We're Jazz 88.3 KCCK, Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. I'm Dennis Green, and this is another in our series of guest DJ hours with students from area high school jazz bands up and down the creative corridor. This is a little bit of a warm up, a little bit of a preview for an exciting event that we have scheduled for May 7th, which will be a virtual concert featuring 13 high school jazz bands. We'll play videos that we recorded at each of their high schools as a part of the Corridor Jazz Project. Normally, our only output of the Corridor Jazz Project is an excellent professionally produced CD recording. But this year, there is also a pro video to go along with it. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we get going as well. But I hope that if you enjoy what you hear today, you'll mark your calendar for May 7th when I'll be with the gentleman you're about to meet once again. And we'll be talking a little bit more about jazz, in this case from Kennedy High School. Two members of Kennedy Jazz Band 1 joining us as guest DJs, actually for the second year in a row. So they're old pros. I could take the hour off and leave them to it. I'm sure it'd be just fine, but I'll stick around just in case. I'd like you to meet Rufaro Musqui. Hi, Rufaro.
Hey.
And Dylan Sines. Welcome, Dylan.
Hi, how you doing?
So glad to have you both with me. Again, we had a lot of fun doing this last year, and I've had the pleasure of knowing both of you for some time. Rufaro, you went to jazz band camp when you were in middle school. Seems like a long time ago to you. Me, it just seems just like... But it's been great getting to watch you play both when you were a beginner and now when you are a mature player and featured soloist in the Kennedy Corridor Jazz Project song. I meant to stop a minute ago and say, now tell me what instrument you play. And I don't think I've spoiled that yet. I don't think I've actually said what instrument
I don't think so.
So tell me what grade you're in and what instrument you play. Rufaro, you start.
Well, I'm a senior at Kennedy, and this year I'm pretty much exclusively playing tenor saxophone for like everything that I'm playing in, more specifically jazz band. Last 3 years I've been playing baritone saxophone as well, so.
And I should also mention that we should congratulate you because you will be one of the tenor sax players in the 4A All-State Jazz Band. And you actually made it last year on Barry Sax. Of course, we didn't have All-State last year.
Right.
So I'm glad you get a chance to play this year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And Dylan, same question. What grade are you and what instrument do you play?
Yeah, I'm a senior at Kennedy. I play the bass for jazz band, for show choirs, just anything that goes on around Kennedy. I'm usually a bassist, they call.
He's the house bassist at Kennedy. Yeah. But we'll talk a little bit about what jazz has looked like at Kennedy this untraditional school year, but let's get started with a little bit of music. You each have chosen all the music that we're going to play this hour. Some of them I can kind of look at and think, I think I may know who picked that one. And I'm going to go out on a limb, Dylan, and guess that Marcus Miller, the great bassist, was one of your picks.
Yeah, that was actually one of my picks last year. We were about to play it before Rufaro started talking about his own song, and we ended up having to play his. So I decided I'd throw it back in this year.
And didn't have time. So good move getting it out of the way early so we don't miss it again.
No.
Tell me about Detroit.
It's just one of my favorite songs, like as an inspiration for Slap, you know. I like the style. It's one of the songs I was introduced to by one of my bass teachers, Ian Drapes, a couple years ago when he was introducing me to Slap. And it's just something that I used to work on my technique, and I think it has a good groove to it. And I think Marcus Miller is just an incredible bassist.
The album is called Renaissance. Here's Marcus Miller.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
And the Kennedy Jazz Album. All That Jazz from Kirkwood Community College, Jazz 88.3 KCCK with Rafar Amuskwe
and Dylan Steins from Kennedy Jazz Band 1.
And that is Jeff Jarvis and his big band with a tune called Critical Mass, one from your list, Rafaro. So tell me what you like about that chart.
It's probably not going to come as a surprise, considering I've been playing various sax like pretty much the entire time I've been in high school, but I'm kind of a sucker for very sax riffs, obviously. Stuff like Critical Mass, stuff like Monin, obviously. They hook me.
Well, there is just, all the saxes in the band sound great, but you're right. There is something about a soulful Barry sax.
Yeah.
What made you switch from Barry to tenor this year?
I feel like my sound on tenor, to me, it just sounds a little nicer. Vibrant? Is that the word I'm looking for? I'm not sure.
And honestly, as awesome as the Barry sax is, sometimes there's more opportunities in arrangements
right.
and stuff like that when you play tenor.
Yeah, exactly.
Dylan, next up is Weather Report. like Ruffaro said, not too big of a surprise that Jaco Pastorius would be high on your list. What do you think of when you think of Jaco?
You know, I just think he was just a big pioneer, you know, of just great bass solos, the 16 note runs and everything. And he's just the inspiration for inspirations. You know, he's the one who inspired the people who inspire me today. And I think that Teen Town is just classic, you know, definitely a favorite. As I learn more about the bass, you know, and as I look into it more, I find that Jaco is something that just fits into me more. And
well, you're totally right. He invented a lot of the stuff that most contemporary bassists have taken to the next level. He's kind of your jazz grandpa. Well, here is Teen Town from Weather Report
on Jazz 88.3 KCCK
and the Kennedy Jazz Hour.
Thank you.
Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK.
In the Kennedy Jazz Hour.
With your awesome hosts, Rafaro Musque.
And Dylan Steins.
And I'm Dennis Green, and that was a Frank Mantooth composition from Ashley Alexander and his alumni band. Another one from Rafaro's list.
So normally you see something in jazz band, you physically get to play something in jazz band, and then that's something that sticks with you. But I think the thing about that tune in particular, when it came to me remembering it, is that I think I heard about it from some upperclassmen my freshman year. It would always come up as like that really hard chart that Mr. Wacker had in his jazz library. And then for like the 4 years after that, there would just be a running joke. Can we play Council Grove Through? Or it definitely was cool to kind of imagine myself playing that song.
So did you ever wear Mr. Wacker down and get him to pull that chart out of the library and read it?
Sadly, no. He didn't.
Not in our 4 years.
Not in our 4 years.
Sometimes there are some things that you have to leave undone. I guess you're right. Leave for the next generation.
Yeah.
So of all the schools up and down the corridor and the challenging year that everybody has had, Kennedy has to have been the most challenged because of the double whammy of the pandemic and the derecho, because Kennedy by far sustained the most damage in the August windstorm, to the extent that you weren't even able to get into the school until after January. So tell me just a little bit about how band worked in those months when you weren't able to see each other, and what happened when you finally were able to get socially distanced but in the same room together.
So we were about to start our marching season just before the derecho happened. We were planning on within the next 2 weeks to, I think, have some practices, get a performance on the football field, right? We eventually got to see each other on the field, but most of that time when we were in class was spent on a call. We got some music, but we didn't do much marching. You know, we usually have a 2-week-long band camp where we get all the new incoming freshmen in and all the incoming players. All the upperclassmen and our band directors help teach them and guide them how to march, you know, how to play within the ensemble and everything. And that's usually a big foundation for a lot of our sound throughout the year. And a lot of how freshmen just learn what it's like to be in a high school band, you know, how that's different from being in middle school or wherever else you've played, and just getting a good foundation for the basics, right? And that's something we really had to miss out on.
Yeah.
Then Rafaro, jazz band started, how was that different? How was it coming together really without having had that whole semester of marching band and concert band to gel as a unit?
There was a decent window of time between having to put marching band together and then having to set up jazz band. And by that time, I think our directors were more accustomed to teaching music in this way of life. So first off, good on them. Thank you, Ms. Fleer and Mr. Wacker, for still continuing to provide your students with that, because I think it's important. The pandemic and the derecho discouraged a lot of new people from trying band out when they got to high school. I think our numbers are definitely fewer than they have been in the past. When you have like two trombones in your jazz bands.
And one of them's a baritone. You know.
Yeah, and one of them's a baritone.
It's just meant getting creative from top to bottom. Did you get a chance to march a few times during football games and marching band season? You obviously didn't have really a place to practice or anything.
We did get on the field, I think, twice, right? And we didn't get to march. We got in our lines. We got in formation. We got to play the national anthem. I think we played some pep songs. But, you know, it just wasn't nearly as much of a season as we like. We didn't get the kind of bonding at all that we'd usually get.
We think a lot about you seniors and the things that you missed that you didn't get to do in your last year.
Right.
But you're right. The freshmen coming in missed that growing opportunity to be kind of mentored by all of you.
They
still have the fine example that you all have set, and I think they're going to be okay. Let's get back to some music. Let's do a couple of vocals. that are off Dylan's list. We've got, oh, try a little tenderness, Otis Redding. Oh my gosh, yeah. You're hitting me right where I live, Dylan. Let's do that, and let's start with Harry Connick Jr. So tell me about why you chose It's All Right With Me.
This actually does go back to my freshman year. I was playing for Jazz Band 1, but I wasn't in the top show choir, which usually the person in the top show choir, Happiness and Protege, the person who plays in those, yeah, they'll play for Moonlight, our jazz choir group. So, I didn't try out for Happiness and Protege freshman year. I felt like, as a freshman, it wasn't my place to try out for the top band, but as it turned out, the person who was playing in those bands can play that piece that year, which was It's All Right With Me.
So Dylan to the rescue.
Yeah, Dylan to the rescue. And that's this is kind of my start of becoming the house bassist at Kennedy.
Yeah.
I met Mr. Ziegler, the choir director. He gave me the music. I fumbled all over it, but I got through it apparently well enough to become a part of Moonlight, the jazz choir, and then this piece really stuck with me. I really enjoyed it. And I don't know if it was because it was my first, you know, like really complex, interesting jazz piece in high school, or like that experience of becoming a bigger part of the music community in Kennedy, but I've always really loved it. And it's just been a big part of my playlist no matter what.
It's the song that Dylan was called out of the minors in the seventh inning to save the day. It's Harry Connick Jr. and It's All Right With Me.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
From Kennedy Jazz Band 1.
It's the wrong time in the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but it's such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but it's such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. Ooh, you can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. You see, there's somebody I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget somebody too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips. That is all right with me. Come on, Russell. that we met, I'm strangely attracted to you. Girl, there's somebody I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? Well, wrong game and the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, they're such tempting lips. Some night, it's alright. It's all right, it's all right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
All right.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Baby.
Baby.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Darling.
Darling.
It's all right with me. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
And all that jazz, and us, Dylan Science.
And Rafara Muskwe from Kennedy Jazz Band One.
And a couple of vocal tunes that time, Harry Connick and Otis Redding, the King of Soul.
That is an old favorite. It is one of my mom's favorites. She does love the movie Pretty in Pink, and that's one of the songs. You know, you got the scene in the record shop where they play that. It's just another one of those pieces that I like. It's a, yeah, just one of my favorites.
We still have time for a few more songs. Got some more great selections from the choices that these members of Kennedy Jazz Band One have made for our guest DJ hour today. As I said at the top of the hour, this is a little bit of a warm-up, a preview of another chance we'll have to get together and talk about music during the Corridor Jazz streamed virtual concert, which will feature the videos that we made from all 13 bands involved in Corridor Jazz this year. We're going to play them all and talk again with the representatives from each band about that song. And I guess any closing thoughts that we have that you didn't get to this time around. You're both seniors, and I'm curious as to what you're going to be doing next year. Dylan, what are you going to do after you graduate?
I've enrolled into the University of Iowa. I plan to study. I'm planning on getting 2 degrees. I want to get a degree in mechanical engineering and a degree in Chinese.
Interesting. Have you always been interested in Chinese?
In the Cedar Rapids Community School District, you're able to go ahead in eighth grade. Some people, if you're good enough at social studies, they'll let you go to the high school for one class, your eighth grade year, and take a language. When I was taking it, I was thinking of taking Spanish or Japanese. You know, they're most popular, but those were all full. You know, eighth graders get the last pick. And Chinese was open, and so I took that. And it's just, I've had a great teacher, and I've just really enjoyed taking it. So I've been taking it eighth grade until now, and I'm just going to keep studying it.
Very cool. Okay, well, I'm going to make you speak Chinese. I'll give you a minute while I talk to Rafaro to think this through. How about here's some great music, or let's listen to great music. And the reality of it is most of us won't know whether you're correct. Yeah. But ponder that, and then we'll come back to you after I ask Rafaro, what are you going to be doing next year?
So I applied to the University of Iowa. I got accepted, and I was planning on majoring in biology, but I'm not sure. I may end up going to Kirkwood just to maybe explore some options a little bit more. Honestly,
it's a great place to start, and it is a great place if you're still thinking about what you want to do, not only to figure that out, but also to kind of keep your momentum going. Even though we're talking on the radio in front of God and everybody, no one here is holding you to whatever you say you think you might do. Honest, no one will come back and say, well, that's not what you said on the radio, Rafaro. Okay. Play a little bit more music. Got time for a couple more probably. And next up, another one from Rafaro's list. And man, when you're talking about saxophone, Wayne Shorter, that's kind of where it begins.
Yes, sir. The summer of my sophomore year, I want to say, I played for the North Corridor Jazz All-Stars,
North Corridor All-Stars, that's the group from the Cedar Rapids area in the north that plays at the Iowa City Jazz Festival every year.
Right. One of our charts, I think it was Footprints. No, it was Footprints. I don't think it was. But I ended up not only listening to the big band arrangement of it that we were playing, but I also ended up listening to the original that had Wayne Shorter playing on it. And soulful player. He's awesome.
Here is Infant Eyes. And Dylan, all right, lay some Chinese on us.
我们就听很好的音乐 on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
With Kennedy Jazz Band 1. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That jazz from Kirkwood Community College, Jazz 88.3 KCCK with Rufaro Musque
and Dylan Steins from Kennedy Jazz Band 1.
Kamasi Washington there, and with Street Fighter Moss. And we also heard Wayne Shorter and his beautiful Infant Eyes in that last set. Two more great choices. Thank you both for such an outstanding hour of music. We are coming to the end here. Going to play one more here in just a minute. Before we do that, though, as I said, I am looking forward to talking with you again in a couple of weeks when we are getting ready for our streamed virtual concert featuring all the bands in the Corridor Jazz Project. But meanwhile, we've talked about, you've actually talked quite eloquently about your experience at Kennedy, the good and the bad from this past year, year and a half. But let's think positive. What are you going to take with you that is just going to be a great, warm, positive memory from Kennedy, you know, a jazz band or something else? Rufaro?
Every single show choir competition, like, I think as a whole, I'm going to miss show choir. I'm going to miss show choir so much. I'm going to miss it so much, man. So, something about it, it's awesome. From the people to the shows that we have, it's great all around. So, yeah.
Dylan, what about you?
Yeah, I gotta agree with Rufaro. Like, show choir was definitely a great, like, just a community feeling of bands, you know, more than just like the constant push. It was just more of a time for us to hang out and just play some music as a big group, and maybe half the time focus on practicing really hard. <you know?
laughs> We're talking about playing in the show choir combo.
Combo, was- yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that one big thing I'm going to miss is every year about Christmas time, there's a show choir competition that happens at Kennedy just in the winter. And we have a group of people come in the middle of the night and decorate the band locker room, putting wrapping paper on the walls, setting up a Christmas tree and all that. And I think that's just one of my favorite memories, just from every year being able to do that. And I think just bringing the spirit of community and just the spirit of the holidays is just always so fun.
once again, I'd like to thank you for taking the time and picking such great music to be guest DJs this hour for the second time. I have really enjoyed getting to hang out with you these last couple of years and get to watch you play. As I said, I've known Rafaro since he was just a kind of a beginner on his saxophone. And I see Dylan on the streets a lot because Dylan, you're an exceptional cross-country runner. And I will walk and occasionally break into a trudge, and there's this blur that zips past me, and chances are it's Dylan. It's been great hanging out with you here over Zoom and having our guest DJ time. Dylan Sines, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
And Rufaro Musqui, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to play one more tune. It is also from the Wayne Shorter songbook. This is going to be a big band arrangement, though. And Rafaro, I'm going to have you take us out.
Here is NYO Jazz and Speak No Evil.
With Dylan and Rufaro from Kennedy High School on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.